Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each Thursday night and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Tonight, I'll be with your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with me as I bring forth the Word of God on tonight. I pray that it will be a blessing to the body on tonight. But before we go into the message on tonight, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners who are going to meet this time. Father, it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we come in to praise, glory, and be to you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy to each one of us. Ourselves, we know that now we don't deserve the grace or mercy, but we thank right now in Jesus' name. I ask all of and also. You are our strength. You are the loss of loved ones. So we pray that you would continue to cover, comfort, and strengthen those in glory. For your glory. Help. for you. And I pray. Some that even backsliders would even fall as small as our on today. So I thank you for this worldwide platform, but I don't take it lightly or for granted because I know it is of your doing. And I thank you for the opportunity for, to be able to be the overseer, the director over this worldwide platform through Blog Talk Radio. For this radio show titled "Your Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom," by an example that comes on your word and declare the good news of Jesus Christ, that you would use each messenger, to teach your word, to preach your word, and to stand and declare your word that souls will be saved. Is our prayer in Jesus' name that the body of Christ will be built and strengthened and edified. That right through works that we're doing in the earth. So we thank you for the opportunity. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to lift the hearts and the minds of each pastor, Heavenly Father, all of them that are being doers of your word, Heavenly Father, that are, don't have hidden motives or agendas, who are truly teaching of their being doers. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless the ministries that you have placed them over and their families and the works of their hands. That you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And all of the people of God. On tonight, our spiritual food for saying, again, tonight's spiritual food for thought come to us saying, life's most beautiful things not seen with eyes, but felt with. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Life's most beautiful things are not seen with eyes. Come back, servants, ambassadors, vessels, on follow. I do constant feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase James underscore Brown 1558 at yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I'll be bringing the topic is, are you pleased with God your own agenda? Once again, tonight's message is titled, are you pleasing God or feeding your own agenda? That's a question. And the main scripture is coming from Luke chapter 6, verse number 46. But before we get into the word on tonight, I have two quick announcements that I'd like to make. For those of you that are in the Michigan area, Detroit, Michigan area, or in the Michigan area period, I have two announcements that I'd like to make. Starting on this Saturday, June 24th, 2017, starting at 10 a.m., from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Rivers of Life International Ministries are feeding the hungry. They have, if you're hungry, are in need of food, clothing, or if you need a word, we will be having a prayer tent. If you need prayer, for those that want to be saved, and you can come to Rivers of Life International Ministries this coming Saturday, June 24th. Until 1 p.m. And Rivers of Life International Ministries is located at 17124 Hayes. That's between Seymour Street, that off of Spring Garden, Michigan, zip 8205. If you need more information, you can call area code 313-469-1242. Again, Rivers of Life International Ministries. They will be feeding those that are hungry, giving out clothes to those that need a prayer, or would like for someone to touch and agree with you in prayer. Again, this will be taking place this Saturday, June 20th, 2017, starting at 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And again, the location is 17124 Hayes. That's between Seymour and Spring Gardens. If you need more information, again, call 313-346-1242. And my final announcement is summer camp. Miss Jenkins Summer Camp Clubhouse, Frederick Douglass International Academy, starting Monday, July 3rd, 2017, and it will run through Friday, August 11th, 2017. Again, Miss Jenkins Summer Clubhouse, Frederick Douglass Academy, a summer camp, and it's starting on Monday, Friday, August 2017. For more information, you need to call Ms. Jenkins, and her number is area code 248-242-1317. You can sign up today. Please give Ms. Jenkins a call. Again, her number is 248, area code 242. Again, she has summer camp, and it's starting July 2017, and it will run through August 11th, 2017. Again, summer camp with Ms. Jenkins, please give her a call at area code 248-242. For tonight. So we're going to go right to the word on tonight. Now, again, I do pray that you have your pens and paper ready so you can follow with me as we go through the word on tonight. And the topic tonight, we're going to be dealing with the issue or the matter we're talking about. Are you pleasing God or feeding your own agenda? That's a personal question for each listener on tonight. Well, as we get into the word on tonight, we today, and we also not only seeing, but we are hearing of more and more people who are starting their own home ministries. And that's a, I have a question. Why is this happening? Why are we seeing the upcoming and new home ministries come into play out of nowhere, out of the blue? All of a sudden, we have now have a home ministry. One of the reasons I personally believe and feel that we have home ministry is most, and not all, but most people that start home ministry make their own rules. And most of them do not want to have to answer to a pastor or to be under a leadership that God has ordained or directed for that pastor. And so they decide in their own mind that they're going to get up from under that pastor or that leader, whether it's a man or a woman of God. They're going to start their own church. They're going to start it from their home. It's getting that's of that man or woman of God. If you have your Bibles, I'm asking you, please go to your Bibles right now. Again, the book of Luke, we're going to look at what the book of one mind when we come to as God says, and it to us, to the mindset, and the conclusion that you do not want to be the or some reason. And it's because God called you to do that. It just on your own. graduate. So make sure that God is the one. If you're going to start a home ministry or a home church, make sure it's something that is of God and not of yourself, or because your flesh and you. The overseer, you do not get so, and own thing, just the set. I'm just agreement. So, no, make sure that God, you need to seek God in prayer and make sure that He can direct you. From King James Version of the Bible, and it says in the Bible, chapter 6, verse 6, it says plainly and clearly, it says, "And why call me ye me Lord, Lord, the things which I say?" Again, Luke chapter. Why call me Lord? Those of you who have gone on your own, you need to trick you, walk into the house from the under shepherd, the pastor that God has ordained and anointed to be your. We are reminded, and if you have your Bibles, if you First Kings, okay. If you have that, if you have your Bibles, I would like you to turn to that with me. Again, that's First Kings, and I'm turning to it now. Chapter 8, verse number 58. And it says, and we're also looking at the King James Version. It says, that he may incline our hearts unto him. Talking about God, God may incline our hearts in all his ways. Keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. If you have your Bible, please look at that word. All his ways and keep his commandments. In his judgment, we need and to walk in obedience to him. God. And if you have your Bibles, please turn to Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to look at verses number 1 through 6 of the Bible. Ephesians chapter number 4. You're going to look at verses 1 through 6. And our key verse in this chapter is verse number 3. But we're going to read verses 1 through 6. In verse number 1 says, in Ephesians chapter 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, faith, one baptism, one God and all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So, again, we focus on verse number 3, Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So, it's every effort possible to keep the unity of the Spirit of peace. So, that through the Lord, through the bond of peace, God desires unity among all believers. God desires us to be on one accord. He desires us to be our brother keeper. We are to pray one for another. Some of these new era, I call new era, quote unquote, new era home church leaders. Again, some, not all. Some of the new era home church leaders, some of them know that by them starting their own, obligated to give tithes or offerings. Why do most of these home church leaders feel or think that they were under a church pastor or a local church? Some of them felt that the money or the income, that the tithe and the offerings were being misused for or by the pastor, for the pastor's personal use or gain. And so that's why a lot of them to date have left the church. They have decided in their own mind that they're going to start their own church in their own home. That way they don't have to give their tithes and offerings. And that way they feel that if that's the case, that the pastor is receiving all the money that he chooses to do with the money, then that's their excuse. Well, the pastor is getting all the money, and I see nothing being done with the money for the church, and so I'm just going to start my own church, and that way any tithes or offering that's raised, it'll come to me. Well, God is not pleased with that, because that is not what God said to do. So again, you need to make sure that if you are going to start a home church, that you are being led by the Spirit of God to do so, because that's a very dangerous thing to do, just to walk away from church, because you feel that church is the monies or the time is being you fail to realize that the church needs tithes and offering just like your home does. You need to maintain your bill in your house. You need to pay your gas bill and all other bills that help your home function and operate. Well, the same goes with the church. Everybody must pay its bills. They have gas bills, light bills, and other bills. They must be musicians and other personnel in the church that get paid. They have to be paid also. But man, most people, I feel they fail to realize that and it's mainly not only to maintain the church, the building, but it's also the money is used to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide and to reach out to saving of all souls, that the good news of Jesus Christ will be spread throughout the world. God will be glorified. The purpose, I believe, of tithes and offerings. Again, of course, the church building needs monies they need money to pay the bill for the church to function properly and correctly. But a very serious reason and more important reason for tithe and offering, I believe, is to help minister worldwide and also locally for to reach out, to reach the lost, the souls that are not saved in Jesus' name, the souls that are still scripturally behind Satan. Because we do know that the enemy, Satan, do not want those that are still spiritually blind. He do not want them to be saved. He do not want them to come into the full knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. And so that is another reason that I believe that some people today who have, for some reason, all of a sudden have decided in their own minds that they're going to start their own church in their homes. They do not realize or they fail to realize what God has called for us to do as the body of Christ, locally and then globally or corporately, that God would be glorified through us individually and then as a corporate body as we join together and spread the good news of Jesus Christ throughout the earth, that souls will be saved. Because it is not God's desire that any soul be lost. God wants us to be on one accord as the body of Christ. Now, these days, whether you have or whether you have already started a home church in your home, or if you're even thinking about starting your own home church, the question that I have for you today is, and it remains, are you pleasing God or feeding your own agenda by starting your own church in your own home? And the question for you, for those of you that are starting or have already started your own, within your home, and you know God did not call you to do that, but you have other reasons for doing it, or like it goes back to because you do not want to sit up under a pastor or leader that's either really teaching and preaching God's word, still preaching and teaching about sin, or you just do not like that individual personally, whether it be a male or female. Or, again, or you think or you feel within your spirit that the tithes and offerings that are being raised in that church is going to the pastor. Again, you need to get in prayer with God and see him wholeheartedly and ask him if in your own home church, because God is not going to mislead you. He said that where two or three are gathered in one court, he would be in the midst. I'm doing that. Or mess. Too many Christians today are falling into how? By misusing other Christians. Again, too many Christians today are falling into Satan's trap. How? They are misusing other Christians in many ways and so into the word of you they want you or mistreat you any way they feel that they can and they're going to get away with it. No, that's not true, because God still sits high and he lives low, and here's what he said. He said, what you do God has ordained, using for his glory, you can misuse that person, and you can do it on purpose or you can do it unaware. But God said in his word, touch not a girl whom the Lord is using. It behooves you to not mislead them or misuse another Christian, because you will give an account to God. Because the word of God tells us that if you think you're going to just get away with misusing God's people because of your greediness, or you're trying to feed your own agenda, and that goes to the word that talks pride, and pride still comes before the fall. And because of that, I thank God that he is not like man. He do not have hidden motives or agendas. See, man has hidden motives and agendas. Man can love you 1 minute, but God is not like that. So we do not want to allow or let Satan to get us into a bag, because he wants to, by you misusing other Christians, or by getting away from church and you just decided you're going to start your own church. Trust me, Satan is going to do everything he can to make you fall, so that he can have something against you. He can expose you, and people will see you for who you really are. And God do not get glory out of that. So we want to make sure that we are in the body of Christ. We have been doers of God's word, and we are in the will of God. So you don't want to get of God by doing your own thing. We, the man or woman of God, that is the pastor of a church, again, is teaching or preaching, and most of all, you feel that that person is misusing the money, tithes and offerings that's coming into the church. And so you decide you want to go out and start to do your own thing. That could be very dangerous if God did not call you to do that. We wonder today, why is it so hard to get young people, even the unsaved, involved in church today? And that's a good question. Again, we wonder today, why is it so hard to get young people, especially young people and unsaved people, why is it so hard for us to get them in the church and get involved in church today? Because they see how some Christians, again, are misusing other Christians like Christ in the church. And they realize and that some Christians, not all, it do not apply to all, but some Christians, again, some Christians are not being pleasing to God. But they are feeding their own agendas. And that's why I'm so, again, that God is not like man. God is not like man. He sits high, he look low, and he's taking in everything that each one of us do. That goes for me and for you as well. God, he sees everything. There's nothing that we do that he does not know about. So you may think that you are getting away by doing something to another Christian, and God is not going to hold you accountable for it. That is a trick of the enemy as well, because he will give an account unto God for everything done in your bodies, good and bad, not only you but me as well. When we get out of the will of God and we decide we want to start our own, in the body of Christ, in the local church, God is the doers of God's word. And as we love ye one another, so the world also, well, praise the Lord, we had some technical difficulties on tonight due to the weather, and I know God knows what he's doing. But because of the weather situation, I'm going to get ready to wrap up on tonight. Because of the weather, we got disconnected because of the storm. But God is still good on tonight, and I thank God for the opportunity. But I do want to reemphasize that we were talking tonight, Bible lesson that I was bringing forth on tonight, before everything shut down because of the weather, because God is in control. He knows what he's doing. But our message on tonight, I was talking about, are you pleasing God or feeding your own agenda? And that was my topic for tonight. And my main scripture was coming from Luke chapter 6, verse number 46. So that's what we were talking about. Talking about a lot of churches, a lot of people are leaving the church now, because they decided in their own minds that they're starting their own church in their own homes. And God did not call them to do that. So some people have been tricked by the enemy. They feel that they don't have to sit up under a pastor anymore because they disagree with the pastor, or they disagree with how the money is being used, the tithes and offerings are being used in the church. A lot of them still feel that the pastor is getting all the money. And instead of going to God in prayer and asking God what to do and how to go, they just go out on their own, and they decide that they're going to start their own church in their own homes. And that way they don't have to give tithes and offering. But they fail to realize that a church cannot function without monies. The church needs to function with the money to, in order for the church to run. The bills have to be paid for the lights, the gas, the heat. It just as well as the one of the main reasons that we use monies for the churches is to go out into the hedges and the highways and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to the saving of lost souls. Again, God's desire is that no soul be lost. And it's the Christian's job. It is the church's job as a, locally and as a corporate body to get out into the world, the hedges and the highways, and to teach and preach the good news of Jesus Christ, to compel men, women, boys, and girls that there is a reality in serving a true and living God, and that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and that he did die for us. He paid for our sins with his own blood, and that Jesus Christ is one day he's coming back again, and he's right now sitting at the right hand of God making intercessions for the saints of God. And he is sitting at the right hand of God that all can be saved. Again, God desires that no soul be lost. So that is the purpose of the church. So for those of you, and again, it don't apply to everyone because everybody's not running out and starting their own home church. But there are so many. All of a sudden, I've never seen so many churches that people have decided in their own mind that they're going to start their church from their own house. And they know without a doubt that God did not direct them to do that. They are getting caught up in their flesh, in their feelings, and that's dangerous, and that's a trick of the enemy. So you don't have to sit up under that man or woman of God. You don't have to listen to what they say. Start your own church in your own house, and that way you can do your own thing. But that's not of God. If it's not in the will of God, and God did not direct you to do that, that is not pleasing to God. So you're out of the will of God when you do that. So that you decide in your own mind, you allow the enemy to trick you. To say that, oh, no, I'm not going to give my money to that church. I'm not going to give my money to that pastor because they misusing the money. If that is the truth, forbid, if that is the truth, then God knows what's going on behind the scene. If that pastor or pastors, whoever he or she may be, if they are, I'm not saying that they are, but if they are misusing the church funds, the church monies, the tithes and offering, God is going to deal with them. You continue to give your tithes and offering and be faithful. And watch God work on your behalf. You don't just run and just decide in your own mind or allow the enemy to trick you and to say, I'm going to start my own church. And that's what we're seeing now. And again, we see so many young people that come into the church now and a lot of people that are not saved. And we wonder why they leave so fast. They see how we treat each other as Christians. We misuse each other as Christians. We talk about each other. And we just do each other in all different ways that God is not pleased with. And so that's no wonder we can't get young people to come to church to be saved. And that's no wonder we can't get people that are not saved into the church to become saved, to hear the word of God, because they see how we treat each other. And then they see how the church is now being emptied out. Not some churches, but a lot of churches do not have the membership that they used to have. Because a lot of people are going by their flesh, and they don't like the pastor, or they don't like the way the pastor is preaching, so they just decide that they're going to leave, and they're just going to run from church to church, which is a dangerous thing. And then, again, it goes back to a lot of them are just deciding they're going to start their own ministry within their own homes without consulting God. No, that is not of God. You need to make sure that God called you to do that first. You need to go in prayer. And make sure that God is leading you to start your own ministry. I'm not saying that God cannot use ministries out of homes. He can. But make sure if you're going to do that, that God is ordaining you and giving you the okay for you to do that, start your own ministry out of your own home. So, again, the message for tonight, the title that I've been bringing forth for tonight is, are you pleasing God or feeding your own agenda? God knows the truth, and you know too. So you may fool man, but if you are around a man or woman of God who's been saved long enough, God is going to reveal to them too your true purpose. If you're doing it because you have hidden motives or agendas, and you just want to do your own thing, and you want to run your church the way you want to run it, because you decide you don't want to sit up under a man or woman of God that God has called and anointed to be your leader. So again, are you pleasing God or feeding your own agenda? Has been our message for tonight. Again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight was life's most beautiful things are not seen with eyes, but felt with the heart. Again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is life's most beautiful things are not seen with eyes, but they are felt with the heart. So I pray that someone has been blessed by this word on tonight. So if you're one of those that you have already done it, or if you're deciding or thinking about starting your own church ministry, or starting your own church at your own house, you need to consult God first. You don't just jump up and run out because you don't like the way things are being done at the local church. You need to consult God and get God okay, or his permission, to make sure that you are in the will of God. You not want to get out of the will of God by jumping and just starting your own church in your own home, and you're not covered by God, and you're not covered by the blood of Jesus, because that's a trick of the enemy. Then come before fall, and that's exactly what he wants to do. He will set you up to start your own ministry, your own home, and he knows that God did not call you to do that, and you know it too. And before you know it, all you think hell is breaking loose now, he will make sure that all hell breaks loose in, so that he can have something to hold against all your head. The whole world, all your friends, all those that know you, your coworkers, even your past members of the church that you used to go to, they will all come to see and know that you were not ordained by God to do that. So you want to make sure that if God called you to start your own home ministry, not saying there's anything wrong with home ministries, but you need to make sure that God told you to do it first. Pray about it. Seek him in prayer. And if he wants to do that, he will make sure that you have, without a doubt, he will make sure that you know that you are in his will, and he will guide you to make everything run properly and function properly in the home church that he ordained to start. That's if it's in his will for you to do that. That is not for everyone. Make sure that you are not feeding your own. That's who you please. You're trying to please man by starting your own church so that you can preach and teach to those. That's what you want to be. No, you need to get in the Word. You need the Word of God. You need to be in the will of God. You need to make sure that you are being a liability, an asset to the kingdom of God. You don't want to become a liability, or you want to be a scatterer of God's flock by starting your own home church without God's permission. So again, our topic for tonight was, are you pleasing God? Are you pleasing God? That goes for me too. I'm not exempt. Am I pleasing God, or am I feeding my own agenda? That's for each Christian on tonight that's listening. So again, I'm not going to say it was an interruption, because God knows what he's doing. He knows that this radio broadcast was going forth, but he controls the weather. So we had a little technical difficulty on tonight, and I think we was cut off for like 2 or 3 minutes from the air, and someone may have been trying to dial in and tune in and listen, but I was trying to get back on the line, which I did get back on. I thank God for that, so that I was able to conclude my message on tonight. So that whatever the Lord is doing through us, and we know that it's in his will, it's not going to go unnoticed, and it's not going to be in vain. So my prayer is that someone has been helped by this word on tonight. So again, if you're thinking about starting your own church in your own home, you need to consult God first. Don't just jump up and just do it because you are all of a sudden being a local church. You're just going to get up and run and start in your own house. Permission to make you in the will of God so that he can bless it. Because if you don't give you the okay, the green light to do it, it's not going to be blessed. So that's my word for tonight. And I pray that someone has been helped by that. So if you know of someone that's trying to start their own church, let them hear about this message. Tell them about this website. We can tune in. Scriptures. That we went through scriptures on tonight. And so they can know without a doubt that they're doing what God is calling for them to do, and that God is going to be pleased with them starting their own church in their own home. Because that's so you want to make sure that you're in the will of God. So that's our word for tonight. And again, I hope that someone was blessed by it. And okay, before we come out, I wanted to make sure that I go over this announcement again. On this Saturday, June, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Rivers of Life International Ministries, which is located at 1724 Hayes, that's between Seymour and Spring Gardens, they will be feeding the hungry. They would be giving out clothes, and they would have a prayer tent set up. So if you need prayer, if you want to be saved, all nationalities coming, they were stopping their cars. They was coming under their tent. They was coming to get prayed for. A lot of people was walking down the street, and they saw what was going on, and a lot of people were saved. So that's what the body of Christ is to do, is to come on one accord. And let God use us as vessels that we're supposed to reach out to the lost, so that their souls will not be lost. So again, on Saturday, this Saturday, June 24th, 2017, starting at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., to the ministries, again, their address is 17124 Hayes, between Seymour and Spring Gardens, would be a ministry. They're going to be feeding. They're going to now close. And if you have more information, 469-1242. And also, camp is starting through for more information at area code 248-242-1817. Again, Miss Jenkins summer camp starts Monday, July 3rd, 2017, and it will run through August 11th. That's on a 2000. You need more information, you need to call Ms. Jenkins at area code 248-242-1317. This for all young people. They have various age groups that can participate in this summer camp. But you need to sign up today. Or if you know of a young person or family that have children in this summer camp, can you please give Ms. Jenkins a call? Again, that number that she can be reached at is area code 248-242-1317. If you know people that have young mothers that have children that would like to participate in this summer camp, please give Ms. Jenkins a call. Again, tonight, and I do pray that help in a form of plus myself or own agenda, and became up for main from you're starting deciding to start your own church. Make sure that it is of God's doing and not of your flesh, that God will be glorified. So that's our word for tonight. So until next time, my prayer is continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that God loves you, and I do too. Well, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you for this another opportunity to word on tonight. And I pray, Lord, that someone has been helped by the word on tonight. And I pray, Lord, that someone got the word, even though we had a technical difficulty for a minute or two. But thank you, Heavenly Father, that we was able to come back on the line and conclude the message. But my prayer is that someone has been helped by this word on tonight, that they would realize and know that if they're going to start their own home church, they need to consult you first, because it's not for everyone to do. So we pray, Lord, that someone has been blessed and helped by this word on tonight. But most of all, we pray that you will be glorified through it all. So we just ask that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to bless your people as you fit, continue to have your way in each one of our lives. And it's our prayer that your will be done in our lives for your glory. Continue to have your way in each one of our lives, Heavenly Father, I pray. Continue to bless my Bishop Jennings. As he gets ready to travel out of town, grant him traveling grace and mercy, and even those that are going to be traveling with him, that they arrive safely to their destination, that they will make it back home safely. Continue to bless him, continue to use him, and all ministers and pastors that you have ordained and appointed for such a time as this, that you will continue to use them for your glory, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, I just want you to know that you need to make sure that you are pleasing God in your own agenda. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.